This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
TikTok released its first end-of-year report highlighting their biggest success stories of 2020. Megan Thee Stallion reigns supreme thanks to her hits Savage and WAP. The rest of the top 10 were Doja Cat, Pop Smoke, DaBaby, Roddy Ricch, Melanie Martinez, Don Toliver, Dua Lipa, 24K Golden, and Little Uzi Vert. Congrats! Thanks, 2020. Ariana Grande is saying yes to boyfriend Dalton Gomez. The position singer, 27, announced her engagement on Instagram along with a close-up shot of her dual-stone engagement ring. Grande's famous friends were quick to congratulate the singer on her engagement, but one person did not reach out to her, ex Pete Davidson. No statement from his mom's basement. Aww. The Guardians of the Galaxy would like a word with the United States government. Months after unveiling a logo with an uncanny resemblance to that of Star Trek's Starfleet Command, outgoing Vice President Mike Pence announced that its members will be called Guardians. Unbelievable. Guardians of the Galaxy director James Gunn tweeted, quote, "Can we sue this dork?" After four seasons, 42-year-old rapper Eve has left CBS daytime talk show The Talk. Yep. Eve said, quote, "I recall all the incredible times we've shared together and the fun we've had together off screen," unquote. It was determined that she couldn't co-host the show from London, where she and her husband Maximilian Cooper are currently based. So, bye-bye. Leah Remini believes Tom Cruise's explosive onset COVID-19 rant was all for publicity. The Scientology and the Aftermath host said Cruise's angry outburst was just for show and that his abusive personality is nothing new. Remini said, quote, "I would bet that Tom had this rant written for him and had his Scientology assistant record and release it," unquote. Wow. Kim Kardashian announced she'll be donating $500 to 1,000 lucky people. The reality star and mogul said, quote, "Hey guys, it's the most wonderful time of the year. I know 2020 has been really hard and people are struggling, worried about how they're going to pay rent, put food on the table, or a gift under the tree. I want to spread the love," unquote. Yep, better than her legs. Comedian John Mulaney has checked into rehab for 60 days for alcohol and cocaine addiction. The 38-year-old comedian checked into a Pennsylvania rehab facility. Mulaney has been open about his past struggles with sobriety, telling stories of his partying and prescription and illegal drug abuse from a young age. He first became sober at age 23. I'll drink to that. The Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health debuted a parody of the hit WAP this week in the public service announcement, "Wear a Mask, Please." Cardi B herself has approved of the video. The faculty had hoped that Cardi would get wind of it, and when she retweeted it to her 15 million followers, they were overjoyed. Now, if she would only wear a mask in real life. Fail. The Office's Brian Baumgartner, who's known for his portrayal of chili-loving Dunder Mifflin accountant Kevin Malone, will earn $1 million in 2020 from cameo bookings. What? Yep, the actor has basically been whoring himself out, videotaping his salutations to paying customers, wishing them happy birthday or happy anniversary. Ka-effing-ching. Shia LaBeouf has starred in movies about painful relationships. In his latest, Pieces of a Woman, he plays a father whose baby dies in a tragic home birth, leaving his marriage in pieces. Vanessa Kirby, who plays his wife, already won a Best Actress Award at the Venice Film Festival and is likely to receive an Oscar nomination. But LaBeouf, well, his career is pretty much over. HBO Max announced that The Flight Attendant has been renewed for a second season. It will follow Kaylee Cuoco's stewardess character, Cassie, on another adventure. Cuoco said, quote, "To say that I'm elated would be an understatement. The positive response to our show has surpassed all of our expectations, and I'm so proud of the entire team," unquote. Congrats! Well, looks like Hillsong Church keeps trying to cover things up. The church, which has been rocked by recent revelations that high-profile pastor Carl Lentz was fired after he had multiple extramarital affairs, may have tried to cover up a bone-crushing street fight involving several of its members. There have also been allegations about verbal abuse by pastors. Jesus! Millie Bobby Brown will star in the sci-fi film The Electric State. Based on a graphic novel, The Electric State follows a teenage girl in an alternate future who encounters a strange but sweet robot she soon realizes was sent by her missing brother. She and the robot set out to find him, journeying through a world of humans mixing with robots. Sounds like the Facebook Christmas party. Grey's Anatomy has been tackling coronavirus in season 17. Although the pandemic has inspired intense storytelling that mirrors what's been really going on in the world, the medical drama also had a major boost of brightness recently with the return of Patrick Dempsey's Derek Shepherd. Now we hear he'll also return in the second half of this season. That's what we need, a bit of brightness. The Trash Bin. If you're a fan of the show Survivor, you must remember Johnny Fairplay. Yeah, he was that annoying guy in season 7 and again in season 16. Well, he and his 67-year-old mom, Patsy, were both arrested for larceny. Fairplay allegedly stole furniture and a necklace from his grandmother, Jean Cook. His mom was also charged with being abusive of Cook. She's nice family.
The news wrap-up.
HBO Max settled their differences with Roku and is now available on the platform. Discovery will launch its streaming service, Discovery Plus, on January 4th. Apple is moving forward with self-driving car technology and will produce a passenger vehicle with breakthrough battery technology. Meanwhile, Apple has temporarily closed all of its California stores as new coronavirus cases explode. Thanks, 2020.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Wonder Woman 1984 is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Taylor Swift's Evermore holds steady at the number one spot.
The number one app.
Crossfire is still the top paid app.
The number one book.
Barack Obama's A Promised Land is still the best-selling nonfiction book.
This time last year, we saw Taylor Swift appear in Cats. Sorry to bring that up. Also, she was preparing for the world premiere of her documentary, Miss Americana, at Sundance. This year, the pop star saw continued success, during a pandemic no less, with the release of not one, but two albums. The latest, Evermore, debuted at the top of the U.S. charts, making it her second number one album of 2020. The December release of Evermore completely took audiences by surprise, too, and sold 329,000 album units in its first week. The album is a companion to Swift's Folklore, which dropped in August. Let's face it, Taylor Swift is a machine. A big machine. Here's Taylor Swift with the song of the week, Willow.
I'm like the water when your ship rolled in that night. Rough on the surface, but you cut through like a knife. And if it was an open shut case, I never would have known from the look on your face. Lost in your current like a priceless wine. The more that you say, the less I know. Wherever you stray, I follow. I'm begging for you to take my hand. Make my plans, that's my man. You know that my train could take you home.
Taylor Swift with the song of the week, Willow. Happy New Year, and so long, 2020, you f***ing asshole. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.